This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to provide emergency supplies and diapers to eligible families is headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The legislation would direct $4 million from the state's budget to help low-income families over the next 2 years. Supporters say the need for basic supplies grew during the pandemic. With more people out of work, they don't have a way to pay for diapers. The measure requires the state to contract with local nonprofits to administer diaper distribution centers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
All four of the CONCACAF Nations League soccer games at Empower Field were sold out last week, and that could be a good sign for Denver's bid to be the venue for the 2026 Men's World Cup. U.S. fan Hallie Guardo agrees, saying those games are a good indicator of what attendance could look like if Denver is chosen.
We've got a lot of different cultures represented that would turn out for any team that's playing.
The United States has hosted the World Cup 3 times, but never has Denver been the venue. Authorities say a multi-car pileup on southbound I-25 early this morning began with a woman hitting a deer near Castle Rock. She got out of her car and was struck several times by passing cars and killed. At least 9 other people were injured in that accident. Red flag warning till 8 tonight for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Conditions are ripe for wildfires. Denver is at 79 degrees. This is CPR News.